on, Hannah.
It's all yours.
I don't know whether it's a bit that we've done a double act, because the middle one's always the tricky one, because people are excited at the beginning and then they're happy at the end, and the middle one's that bit of the, oh, how long is this going to take and things like that. So maybe, and there's an exercise later on, so there's going to be a bit of audience participation as well, just so no one falls asleep. But yeah, so just to, I'll let Hannah introduce herself first.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tom.
So, so we're married, and we've been living in Loughborough for, as I said earlier, about between sort of 8.5 years and 9.5 years. Yep. We've been married for 5.5 years. Yep. We've got two cats called King Julian from the film Madagascar. Anyone? Yeah. And Alexander. We thought sort of calling a child King Julian would be not appropriate, so the cat got called King Julian.
Get the silly names out on the cats.
Yeah. So that's a bit about us, and do you want to say what we kind of do in the church?
Yeah, so as one of our responsibilities, we lead one of the small groups in our church, and we've kind of just been doing that over years, and quite often had people in this very room, Ben and Matt, as part of our group, and we've led students in the past, and a lot of the things we've kind of been doing is just been involving people, that we're real people, and we just like to get around people and just share what God's done in our hearts to them, and it's just taking that simple step. So yeah, is there anything else you want to introduce?
That's good. I'll let you. Over to you.
Well, thank you. My glamorous assistant will be back later to finish. glamorous co-anchor will go. And I just want to thank Ben for what he brought earlier, that it just really spoke to us. And what I just, as part of this talk called talking about sharing God's shepherding heart, it might go, we're talking about leaders and now we're on to shepherds. And actually, the reason is that actually one of God's examples in the Bible of how he leads us is with the picture of a shepherd. And like with leadership, you could always go to, oh, let's look at what businessmen do and what the big great leaders that kind of get all the press coverage do. But actually, it's interesting that God highlights a shepherd as the way that he wants his people to be leaders. That's our role model and our example as shepherds. So I'm kind of going to do a bit of the theology and kind of looking at the Bible and what God shares about being a shepherd. And then Hannah's going to apply that to how we then apply that to others. So the idea of God being a shepherd is not a modern idea. It's not something I've just gone, let's try and apply something. But actually, probably about 3,000 years ago, when David wrote Psalm 23, he starts off with those iconic words, "The Lord is my shepherd." And this is far more than God just plonks us in a field and shears us once or twice a year and then is done with it. But actually that shepherding role is just something so key that we as his people can, one, enjoy the fact that God is our shepherd, but then from what God has done for us, we can then do for other people. So just to help us draw out a few key aspects of God's shepherding, I just want to read a few verses from Ezekiel that should be in your notes. Ezekiel 34 and verses 11 to 16. Ben is going to get some notes. So in Ezekiel 34, verse 11, it says this: "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture of the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. And I think, so those were words that God gave Ezekiel, who was an Old Testament prophet, to tell the people of who God is. And I just think there's three important points that we can bring out from that, which first is God looks after his sheep. We have there he searches for his sheep. He rescues them. There's binding up the injured. There's strengthening the weak. There's, as a shepherd, he looks after his sheep. And another just great thing is that God is with his sheep. That actually there it's talking about the shepherd. He's there with him. He is not absent. He's not like looking from a distance going, I think there's some sheep over there that I'm responsible for. No, he's in the field there. He's there with them. And that's what we can know, is that God is here with us in our situations. And thirdly, that God wants the best for his sheep. That talks there about good pastures and own lands. And actually just the very phrase of the sheep being able to lie down. Not knowing much about how sheep might feel, not being a sheep myself, but you'd imagine as a sheep, you'd only want to lie down in a place where you felt safe and secure. And actually God wants that for us, that he wants us to be in a place where we feel free from fear and free from enemies. And so he wants what's best for his sheep. So there we kind of have an Old Testament example, and it's always nice to apply what's in the Old Testament to then bring it also into the New Testament. So actually as we fast forward a few hundred years, when God chose to send his only son, Jesus, the message of God being a shepherd hadn't changed. Now, Christmas was a great time of remembering Emmanuel, God with us, when the Son of God came and was born as a baby and grew up to be a man. And one of the things he said while on earth is recorded in John 10 and verses 14 and 15, which says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. So what just really is encouraging there is just that very first verse, that God, that Jesus knows his sheep, that actually he knows each one by name. He knows each one of us by name. It's not just, oh, there's a collection of sheep over there. There's a Bryn Mawr sheep there and a Loughborough sheep there. But actually, he knows each one of us by name. He knows the intricacies of who we are. He knows everything about us. And just how that's just really encouraging, I know, for me, just knowing that, yeah, the God that created the heavens and the earth knows me and knows and just takes time to care for me and all the things that I was saying earlier. But another big thing, which at the end of those verses, is it says, he lays down his life for the sheep. Now, when going back to the Old Testament, when talking about King David, and it was saying a lot of his leadership learning was actually being as a shepherd. And so one of the things it says he would do would be fight lions and bears and wolves and things like that to protect his sheep. And actually, we had, although we don't have physical lions and tigers that are attacking us, we have spiritual ones of, we have sin and death. And Jesus came and he fought those wild animals to protect his sheep. That on the cross, that perfect sacrifice, he laid his life down. So actually those things that were trying to get us, those wild animals as such, were not going to get us because Jesus laid his life down for us. And I think that's one of the great things of knowing as a Christian, that we are his sheep. And so all of that I've said of God doing this for his sheep, he does for each one of us here. That in whatever we might be facing, that if there does seem like troubled times, like we were singing earlier about through the storm, he is still that shepherd. He still is there with you in that situation. He still wants the best for you. He's not saying this is a time where I'm going to just leave you to it. But actually when one strays away, we read about that parable where he goes and he rescues and brings back. So just a kind of summary of God's shepherding heart is that he knows his sheep. He is with his sheep. He cares for and looks after his sheep. He wants the best for his sheep. And ultimately, he lays down his life for his sheep. And I think there's no better, almost way of looking at leadership as in those things that actually a leader knows their sheep. They are with their sheep. They care for and look after their sheep. They want the best for their sheep. And they lay their lives down. They put those that they're looking out for, those that are in their care, they put above themselves. They don't consider it it's my responsibility and I'm above you, but actually they raise others up. So as Christians, we are all called to be like Christ, to be little Christs. And we might not lead a church, we might not lead a small group, but there'll be people in our lives. There's our families, there's our neighbours, there's our friends that we might have at school or jobs or different situations. There are people in our lives and they are our sheep. The people that God has put in our lives are the sheep we are to shepherd in the same way that God has shepherded us. And just so that I'm showing you that I'm not just making that up, I want to bring a Bible verse that encourages us to do the same. And I think this is such really helpful words in 1 Peter chapter 5, which says this. Verse 2, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And I think that just greatly just encapsulates what it is to be a leader. It's those people that are in our lives that we have an interaction with, is that we want the best for them. We're not to lord it over them and kind of put them down, but actually we're there to lift them up. We're there to help and serve and encourage them. So I'm going to hand over now to Hannah, who's going to talk a bit more about the practical side of things. Yes.
Thank you. Right. We didn't start the timer. Yes. Thank you, Tom. So, yes, Tom said he's talked, looking at God as our shepherd, Jesus as our shepherd, and just look at quite practically how do we shepherd others. And my sort of first point is, I think they're all quite clear points, but we follow Jesus' example. And looking through the stories in the Bible of Jesus, there are so many bits where it talks about Jesus saw those around him and he had compassion and he fed them. There was a crowd of people, he had compassion and he taught them. There were people following him, he had compassion and he healed them. There's a real trend going through the New Testament, which when we think follow Jesus' example, that is it. We shepherd people in love. Everything that Jesus did, he did in love. And that's what we can take as we lead others, the people around us, that we just do absolutely everything in love. It's just so simple, yet so changes the way we do everything. We've got a group of people around us and we're maybe in a difficult situation, or somebody's upset us and you've got to deal with something. The moment we turn it around of how does Jesus see that person? He sees them in love. So therefore, how am I going to treat that person? I'm going to treat them in love. And it's so simple, but so helpful. And then in that, when we follow Jesus' example, others then can follow our example. I don't know the phrase sort of leading from the front. In my work, I do help out with the charity team, and I sort of lead the charity team within my work. And we did an activity where we had to all do a sponsored something, whatever we wanted to do. And I did a sponsored silence because I got sponsored a lot because I talk a lot. You didn't realise I was on a sponsored silence and you asked me to pray for someone in church, didn't you? That was interesting. I remember someone coming up to me and saying, well done, you're leading from the front. And that was a real encouragement, that by me getting stuck in and involved, it encouraged others. And actually it would have not been as effective if I'd have just been, come on guys, you need to do this. Actually people then followed because, well, she heads up the team, she's doing it, let's all get involved. That's sort of just a little example. But in other ways that we can lead by example is by just in the way we act and people who look up to us. So a good thing is about not gossiping. Different things that people can see really visibly in what we do, and even not talking people down. And people, if we want to shepherd people and bring them into becoming more like Christ, then they are going to follow us. and if they see us doing things which are not very Christ-like, then that's not really us following Jesus and then giving other people the best example. And in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, it says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." So it's in the word, it's such a biblical process. We follow Jesus and others follow us. So I think just being really aware of what people can see is so important. But then the next point is really kind of the ultimate goal, really, of how we shepherd and lead others. Sort of talked about leading by example, but it's always good that we don't put, people do follow us and they are going to look at us, but ultimately when we're pointing to people towards Jesus, and that has got to be the ultimate goal. And as we work in different people's lives, as we listen to people's problems maybe, it's really, really important that we are always pointing others to Christ, and that they're not, that others that we might lead aren't relying on us all the time, but actually we want to be people who encourage them to let their rock be Jesus. I hope that all sort of made sense. But the verse being Colossians 1:28-29, We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labour, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. So that's that bit about that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. We're wanting to build others up, that they are pointing, that we point others towards Christ. And I think especially those who are maybe more practically involved in maybe pastoring or have a responsibility in leading others, we can get quite involved in people's lives. And I think as much as we want to give out and give to people, we don't want to make people dependent on us. And so constantly thinking that we are equipping them to be relying on Jesus and to themselves to be stable, that in themselves that they are relying on Jesus and not just relying on us. So that was sort of my third point. The goal of shepherding is to make others more like Christ. Then one of the best ways we do that is just by using the word and always applying biblical truth to any sort of situation we might come across in our leading others, in pastoring others. And there's a good quote that any pastoral issue is a theological one. So any issue that someone might come to us with or that we might be dealing with in our responsibility can always be solved with the Bible, with looking to God's word. And the more we do that in our own lives, the more that's going to outpour to the others around us. That we direct people to, what does the Bible say about this situation? What can we learn from God's word? And by doing that, we're automatically pointing people to Christ. And in 2 Timothy 4, it says, "Preach the word, be prepared in every season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." And it's just that bit about, yeah, they just preach the word. It's the kind of the first three words are the best bit. Preach the word. Just go back to the Bible every single time. And what's God got to say about any situation we might come across? So just we've got, we follow Jesus' example. We set an example ourselves. We point people to Christ. We go to the Bible. And then lastly, we are shepherds and not hired hands. And I think what Tom's been talking about, everything, he sort of had 5 points. I know they're in the main bit, sorry. That God looks after his sheep. God looks after us. He is with us. He wants the best for us. He knows us. He lays down his life for us. That is what a shepherd is. But a hired hand, can you imagine a shepherd sort of, he knows his flock. He knows everything about them. But then maybe he has to go on holiday. And somebody comes in and they've just got a job to do. They've just got to make sure the sheep's sort of okay. Everything ticks along a bit. And they've only got a job and they only really care about getting the money. They're not invested in the people, in the flock, in the people around them. And in John 10:11-15, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep." So there's a difference as shepherds, as God calls us to be. We have that sense of ownership and what Ben was talking so greatly about, that responsibility that God has given us over the people around us. And as shepherds, everything that Tom shared, we know them, we love them, and we act out of that. We don't act out of a sense of duty and this is just my job for this season, but actually I am so invested and I love these people so much, and that's what we do everything out of, because that's the way God sees us. And just finally, just to finish, God is the chief shepherd and we help in God's shepherding, but we're always pointing people back to Christ. And did you want to sort of summarize?
Well, obviously, hopefully those notes are obviously good for you to take away and look at. But what we wanted to do now is to kind of get a bit of audience participation. Mm. And we've got a couple of exercises at the bottom. So what we might do is just take a bit of time to read through the scriptures as recommended, and maybe in pairs or in groups, just discussing those exercises. And then what we'll do is we'll come together. What is the time?
So we've got 15 minutes.
10 minutes time. And then we'll just have 5 minutes of grouping it all together, and then we'll have another short break.
Do you want to read through?
So yeah, so for the if you just want to focus on one of the exercises, or if you feel really keen and want to do both, then that's fine. But so we've got the first exercise of how does God shepherd us, which is going from the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23. So hopefully, some of the stuff we've said already will be in there, so it's, you don't have to think of new things. If those things come up, then feel free to write them down. It's not like, I have to find something new that's not been mentioned. They're perfectly all right. And then the second one is just, how should we shepherd God's people? And now this section is quite an in-depth one of Paul's example of leading God's people, but it's just a lot of things that he has done and as he has been with the church in Ephesus, and just saying the things that he sort of did. So it's just quick notes and things like that. So yeah, if we just take about 10 minutes in groups, and then we'll bring
groups of maybe 2 or 3, maybe. That sound good? Yeah? Cool.
And it's not supposed to be like a test or anything like that.